Okay, we're on the bottom of Tessayin Amid Aleph, or the top of Tessayin Amid Beis. We are going to discuss today the two Yitzias, Misa Sa'av and Misa Sa'adayin. Yesterday we learned of Reish Lakish's Kal V'chaim. Reish Lakish said what at first glance sounds like an illogical chiddush. Then an Om Avriya goes out B'Misa Sa'av. Then an Om Avriya goes out if her father passes away. She doesn't belong to her father now, she belongs to her Adayin. In FLPK, she goes out with Misa Sa'av. So yesterday we said a Svara, which I'm not sure if it's a Kasha on the Gemara or a Pshat. It's very strange to have something. You can look at it as a Kasha on the Gemara. My Rit looks at it as a Kasha on the Gemara. And I saw that Rav Meisha and the Shur of Shmuel, they look at it as Pshat in the Gemara. However you look at it, they're saying, why should a person go out with Misa Sa'av? So the Nakuda that they said was that what ma mocha rishon l'sheni kol ma shebiyadei, a person can only sell what's in his hands. The makar for this rule, ma mocha rishon l'sheni, is probably from a mishnah in Erechim. The halacha is that if someone sells, is magdish stay achuza, if someone has a field that's his Yerusha and Eretz Yisrael. So I think you all know that if I sell it, it comes back to me in Yovel. If I magdish it, I make it hegdish. So I have a mitzvah to redeem, to be paid from hegdish, my stay achuza before Yovel. If I fail to do so by hegdish, the halacha is that the stay achuza goes to the kayanim and I lost it forever. That's a way a person could lose a stay achuza. A person could lose a stay achuza, generally it comes back in Yovel. But if someone is magdish it, and he's not played it by Yovel, so according to, there's one day that argues, but Lamaisa, most of the Tanoim hold that by Yovel, it goes to the Kayanim. So the Mishnah says, that's stay achuza. What happens if I sell my stay achuza to someone? I sell it. If I sell it, what's the din? It comes back in the other. So I sell it to someone, and then that person is magdishit. And that person makes it hegdish. So Reuven takes the stay achuza, sells it to Shimon. Shimon makes it hegdish. It goes to hegdish. Reuven could be paid it. It's still his stay achuza. Shimon doesn't care anymore. Shimon gave it to hegdish and finished. Reuven, it's still his stay achuza, he still could be paid it. He wasn't paid it till Yovel came. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda at least says, that the field goes back to the owner at Yovel, doesn't go to Kayanim, because why was Shimon Magdish? He can only be Magdish what he owns. And Shimon doesn't own this field except till Yovel. So even though he put it into a matzav of hegdish, which normally would go to Kayanim by Yovel, being that he only owned it till Yovel, he can't make it more hegdish than what he owns. So he owns it till Yovel, so he can only be magdish it to Yovel. So Mimelu, when Yovel comes, it goes back to the original owner. Even though you can tie it logically that he should have been paid it, he wasn't paid it, it goes to Kayanim. But no, the magdish can't be magdish mashayin shalai. He can't be magdish more than what's his. And the meila, we have this concept that even though he gave a dinei hegdish, lamaisa, he can only give whatever he has. The same thing here by the father. The father can only make an Om Avriya out of that which he owns. That which he owns, he can turn into an Om Avriya. That which he doesn't own, he cannot turn into an Om Avriya. Memela comes out that when he dies, since he only owns this girl till he dies, so he can only make her Amavriya till he dies. He only owes her Kol Yamav, so when his life ends, then she's Aisa Amavriya. That is the Svara of Reish Lakish, according to Kamach, right? And Yeshua seems to say that's the Svara of Reish Lakish. Rav Meisha says clearly, and Rav Shmuel, the Marit asks it as a kasha. He asks, what do I need a Kal V'chaimer for? It's a svara. So Pnei Yeshua answers, it's takad not mamish a kavachaymer. It's a similar to Simon, and the same thing here. He says that that's pshat in the kavachaymer. It's this far. But kapanim, it's most glad to learn that that's takad the hezber of misa sa'av. Why misa sa'av works. Rav Moshe writes that with this we can answer Taisus Kasha. Tais the bottom Taisus. Taisus is a Kasha. In Chod Taimar, Chupa Teichiach Shemaitziya Mishus Aviya. Beimitziya Mishus Ad. What about Chupa? If a man owns a Kana, and he gives up the Chupa, he's Makadish, he gives a Kedushin, and he's Makabal Kedushin for, and he gives over to a Chupa, the father no longer has Shlita over. Once he's Mekadishar, he has no shlita on her. So Taisus asks, what does Taisus mean? The father gives out the chuppah, it's Maisi Mishu Sa'ab, it's not Maisi Mishu Sa'adim. What's the case? It's not Maisi Mishu Sa'adim, in which case? Where he sold it while she's in Amavriya. The father goes in his makabel kedushin and chuppah for her. So it's not mighty, Mishra Sa'ad. How do you know it's not mighty? Some of you may have had a hard time with Taisus Lashon. Taisus ve'ein mighty Mishra Sa'ad. The chuppah mighty Mishra Sa'ad on ein adam kaina bas chaveira sheyachalach niso mighty Mishra Sa'ad. He's saying a father could do a trick. He could take money for his daughter as an amavriya, and the next day give her over the chuppah and get her out. So therefore, Zabish Dabri, that it works. So for Taisus, Chuppah Techiach.
But she's married to somebody else and she's an omer by him?
If it, you mean what's the emes? That doesn't work, so what does happen?
That's a good question.
Taisus sounds... Right. Could it be later? So what does the Gemara say? Why isn't Taisus second to the Gemara as a Makar? Not sure. I guess I have to get there. I have to remember to ask it. But Ramesha Lamaisa says it's not Shver because there's no logic that Chuppah, if the father owns his daughter and he gives her away to as a wife, so he could take it away from his own rishus. It's his daughter. He owns her Maisi Adayim. He gives it away, so he doesn't have it anymore. There's no logic that the Adon owns the daughter and the father can give away something that belongs to the Adon. So the father can give away the chuppah, something that belongs to the Adon. There's no logic to that. Now, if you would say Mises Ha'av works, it's not logical. The father dying also has no logic. Should take it away from the Adon. Then Taisus is right. Misa, there's no logic, but we're going to learn such a din. So Chuppah took. We're saying now Misa works. Why? Because the father can only sell what he owns. Fine. Now Chuppah, why should Chuppah work? Of course Chuppah. What is Chuppah? The father's giving her away. So if the father owns her, he can give her away. The father doesn't own, he can't give away. So the Misa, it could be that part of Lilith and Taisus' territory. For the Misa, it's a davar pashut that Chuppah is not Moitzi. Mishra Sa'adin, you follow? What is Chuppah? The father's giving her away. So if he owns, he can give away what he owns. If the Adin owns, the father gives the Chuppah, of course the father can give away what the Adin owns. So that's where Moshe says, Taisus Kasha is not sure. Akoponim, what?
My son, I think it's something that says that she's married to the second person, but she has to stay to work.
She works. Okay. Strange though, Taisus doesn't take that so as a makar. Huh? Somebody asked the kasha why Taisus. Mm. Okay. All right. Let's see. Vayit the Gemara. Where are we on the bottom line of the Amud Aleph? Amar Rav Safra Elam Kitzvul Amayla. Avol Yeshav Kitzvul Amata D'Tanya. Oh, we turned the page yesterday. Betesh Hashanim Sheidi Shtei Saris. Shuma. Peladikadim. If you have a boy who's under bar mitzvah and he brings shtei saris, we say shuma. What does shuma mean? That it's literally shuma means a wart.
warts grow hairs on them. But
Shuma means it doesn't have a din saras. Hairs which he had before bar mitzvah, and they remain with him after bar mitzvah, also don't have a din of shtei saras. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Amir Simon. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says no. If they stay with him afterwards, then it's a simon. We don't pass on him. We pass on you need shtei saras after 13. Ben yud gimoshan v'yamecha divrei akol simon. That's a simon, just derech agav. We pass on like this. A bar mitzvah boy at the age of 13 is only bar mitzvah finyanim derabanan. A boy turns 13, he's in shul, you count him in for minyan, fine. For derabanan, you can count him in for minyan. For deraisis, people don't realize that he can't be counted in for minyan. The parsha zachar, if you have a bar kaira who's a 13, 14, 15 year old, if he's lehev ishtei saris, you shouldn't be laning parsha zachar, that's deraisa. But the biggest problem is by Ksivas Isis by Sefer Torah, when they let little kids write Isis, little guy, I mean, over Bar Mitzvah, they let 14, 15 year old write, it's a deraisa. For the Sefer Torah, they're cut and write Sefer Torah as possible, not Torah. You need to have Shtei Saras. The person has to know that they have Shtei Saras in order to allow Ksivas Isis and Sefer Torah. Anything that's deraisa, there are very few things that's Nagam and Torah. And anything that's Nagam and Torah, you need Shtei Saras. And at any rate, why do we bring this down? To show that there's a Ksiva Lamata. So what do? We had a Kasha Rish Lakish and we answered it. Okay. Masa Rav Sheshes Yisrael Kasha. Rav Shimonai. Dalid Ma'anik in Lahem. We return now to this topic of Hanukkah, which the Gemara will spend some time on. Hanukkah, I mentioned to you before, is a gift that it's an obligation to give to the Eved when the Eved goes free, or the Amavriya when she goes free. So the Brisa says, Rav Shimonai Meir Dalid Man Yikin Lahem, Gimel Be'ish V'Gimel Be'isha. Now at this point in the Havamina, you know, what are the Gimel Be'ish? Which three Yitzias? Be'ish, Sheish, Yevol, and Misa Sa'adayin. Sheish, Yevol, Misa Sa'adayin. By a nirtza, and what are the four by a gimel beisha is sheshel and saman. The whole havamina is very strange. Think about it; it must kind of be fine. The havamina. What are the three things by an ish? Sheish, yovel, and misa saadim by a nirtza. So when his ear was drilled, the dog dies; he goes free. By a we take away nirtza, there's no nirtza, and we replace it with simon. Sounds right. But what are the three by a eved? Sheish, yovel, and misa sa'adim by a nirtza. What do you mean misa sa'adim by a nirtza? It means misa sa'adim, sai ya nirtza, sai not nirtza. No? He's over the tepeh, v'lo yeseh shar yosh. That's not a yitziyah, that requires hanukkah. What? If he dies without children, God dies, so he goes free, no? It's a little funny that we're counting Misa'adim by Nirtza as opposed to Misa'adim generally. The thing is, if we're going to count Misa'adim generally, then Amav Riyah will have four. It won't fit. So for that reason, we have to say the Gemara at this point held Misa'adim Dafka by Nirtza, maybe like you're saying, because Misa'adim by Nirtza, you always go out. What? What happened to Shtar? So I guess we have to say, like Tosfos on the Yavan Aleph, that we're only counting those Yitzias that are Bal Karkach of the Adam, and not the one which the Adam does voluntarily, I guess. Yeshua asks that now that we think the Gimel Be'ish includes Misa Sa'adam, it really applies to Amavriya too. So it's really four by Amavriya. But we're counting only Misa Sa'adam bin Nirtza. Alright. Peshaw has a pshtikal pilpul to try to answer it, which is not the. He doesn't say a pshanter. At any rate, Rishimanai medalam and yikalam gimel beish gimel beish. Aviyati achalai medalad bechad. Lafisha ein, simanim beish. Beimitzi a beish. Now, Vimisa nisninami misa sa'av. And here what's the kasha? You should say what?
What should it say? Misasarav, there should be an extra yitziyah of Misasarav. And it'll be a total of five, and there'll be an Am will have four, and a Eved will have three. So Am Evriya should have a yitziyah of Misasarav. 1 minute. This Bryce is talking about Hanukkah. When the father dies, who gets the Hanukkah? The father's dead. The father sold her. She's still a ketana. She's already a gedayla. So she went out with Simanim already. So she's a ketana. She sold the Am Evriya. Her father dies. She goes out, like Rish Lakish. So the Gemara said there would be Hanukkah. Who would get the Hanukkah? Yarshim? Which Yarshim? Ain't not the Mayrish, the Schusei Bita Ilubanai. There's no Yerusha on Hanukkah. What? Maybe she should get it. She should get it. She's a Ketana. So, if you hold that Minatayra, a person could be Makna, thinks the Ketana, because that's a Cheres Makna, then it makes sense. But if you hold, like I think she this Rashi, that Minatayra, you can't be Makna something to a Ketana. So then what's Shem the Gemara, right? Give it to an apotropos, will hold it until she becomes a gedayla. Actually, the Pnei Yeshua asks, this is a kasha. Pnei Yeshua asks, why by Misa Sa'av would there be Hanukkah? Why would there be Hanukkah? The father's dead. There's no Yerusha to his children on the schusim of his daughter. She's a ketana. So if you could be makdim and atayra to a ketana, it's good. If you can't be makdim and atayra to a ketana, then right, there's a problem. So what's the how? What's the havamina this haknah by Misa Sa'av? So maybe the teret should be like you're saying that the havamina was you give it to an apotropos, and apotropos will hold it. Maybe. I would remind you of a mitzvah Hashem. When we finish the sugi, we're going to start. We're going to do a chazara. We try to do a chazara on the klolim that we had, and the gemara actually ties us first, and then the klolim. By Evet, each of the things has like two ways to learn. You know, sometimes three or four, but Hanukkah, there are two ways to learn Hanukkah. What are the two ways to learn Hanukkah? Either it's a mitzvah to give a gift, or else it's a chayv. It's like part of her schiras, we called it, I think. Well, why does an Evet or an Amma get Hanukkah? We learn either it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah Sasei, just like there's a mitzvah Sasei of Matanas of Yainim and Mishlaich Manas. So the same thing, there's a mitzvah of Hanukkah. It's a mitzvah you spend money on. Or, the other way to learn, was that it's a chayv. It's owed as schirus. It's part of the wages. When you get sold as an Eved Ivri, you know. You got this amount of money, plus you're going to get a Hanukkah when you go free. So Rabbi Shlomo Melech, the Mechaschinuch, declared two ways to learn. We had some nafkaminis, if Bezdin forces, or if you could be Teveya, or if a cotton has to give Hanukkah, if a cotton owns an Evet, does he give Hanukkah? If it's a gift, if it's a mitzvah, a cotton doesn't have to do a mitzvah. If it's a schirus, he has to pay a schirus. The Pnei Yeshua's kasha, that how could she get Hanukkah, is only shver if it's a gift to her. Schirus, a cotton is definitely entitled to. There's no shayla. A cotton who works, he has to be paid. Chiyuv d'oraisa to pay a cotton. It's not only that, paying a cotton is even more chomer. The Chafetz Chaim writes, if you tell a cotton that if you do this and this, I'll give you a lollipop. If you do this, I'll give you a lollipop. So you have to pay him, schirus, if he did it. There's an issue of vaysalim. You have to pay him before sunset. By a gadol, if you hire someone to do something, you tell him, I don't have money, I'll pay it tomorrow, he can be meichel. A cotton can't be meichel. It's a very tricky thing. And camp, it happens all the time. You tell kids, if you do this, I'll buy you a soda. If you tell them right away, I'll buy you a soda Shabbos, so you can wait till Shabbos. You just tell a child, if you go to the bunk and get me my baseball glove, I'll give you a soda. So Chafetz Chaim says that there's b'yametit in Sarai. It's an isalav and an isalsei to not give it to him until after sunset. And the chiva doesn't help pay a cup. The chivas is a schaivus to a cup. Everyone holds it's a chivas schaivus. The meila, the pnei shuas kasha, that had his misa sa'av work with hanaka, if you learn it chivas, then it's very good. Because then a cotton ha'ketana has chivas. So then it could go to her taka, even though she's a ketana. So if you learn it chivas, it's the answer. At any rate, the Gemara answers no. So Gemara tried to bring a raya that there's no yitziah of Misa Sa'av. Chitema chidavi tana v'shaya harba ketani. Chitema tana v'shaya shekitzva ketani. Tana v'shaya shekitzva lai ketani. Hasimanim dein lai kitzva v'ketani. It sounds familiar, right? It's the same shaka v'tari as the previous Gemara. Chitema chidavi kidur of Safra hika Misa Sa'adin dein lai kitzva v'ketani Misa Sa'adin v'ketani. There it is, Misa Sa'adin nami lai ketani. V'yika Misa Sa'adin dein lai kitzva v'ketani. Misa Sa'adin nami lai ketani. So Gemara says no. Misa Sa'adin is not one of the three. We thought Nehavimi the three Ashtar Yaival. And Misa Sa'adin of Anirtsa, El Arba Mainiu, Shadim Yaival. The Yaival Shal Ritzia. We're counting separately the Yaival of a regular Eved and the Yaival of Ritzia. Vamavriya Bissimanim. Machinam Mistabra. Tony Seifi, Yatach Lama Arba Becha Mayhem, Lefi Shain Simon and Bishre Ritzia Bisha. The Misa, Bisha Mirish Kachas Larba. Misa Sa'adin works. Shmami no, so it's a good rap. Okay, we've spoken about Misa Sa'av. Let's talk a little about Misa Sa'adin. Right, we have the Yitzia Misa Sa'av, which we've spoken about. The Yitzia Misa Sa'adin also has some very interesting different ways to look at it. There are a number of issues by Misa Sa'adin, but the main one, by Misa Sa'adin, is trying to pinpoint when does an Eved go free, an Amah go free with Misa Sa'adin. At what second does she go free? When the Adin is alive, when the Adin is alive, does she go free? No. She only goes free after he dies. After he dies, she L'chaira goes to the Arshim, but she goes free. So should we learn that she goes from the other, from the Adin's house free? Or is the pshat she goes from the Adin to the children and then she goes free? What's the Svara? I think Svara definitely is that goes straight from the Adin. No? How would you understand? How does she go free? Is pshat she goes from the Adin to the children for 1 minute or half a minute and then are the children free here? Or is pshat that she goes free straight from the father? As soon as the father doesn't exist anymore, she's free. How would you learn Misa Sa'adin? What's as far as say she goes to the children? Well, you're right. Logically, I think. No, not really. It's the father owns his thing and the children own that thing. Just when the father died, it goes to the Yarshim. That's for sure. Question is, in Lamdis, how does it work? Does it go to the children and they free her? Or does it, is the father's death what frees her? The Pashto way to learn, I think everybody will agree, is that the Adin, forget the Yarshim, what do Yarshim have to do with this? The father is breathing, she's not Mavriya. The second he finishes breathing, he's not alive anymore, so he's free, she's free. Which split second? The split second that he stops existing, he no longer exists as a live person. Right? B'shas Misa. At the Rega, Misa takes a second. Misa doesn't happen. Nobody dies. Everyone just stops living. A person breathes, and then a person stops breathing, so Meili's dead. Right? Nobody really dies. They stop living. So cause amount of person's alive, you try to pinpoint the second. As long as he's alive, she's an Amma. She stops being alive, he's Ice Amma. That's the way to learn this Gemara. No. The Ksais concedes that this is totally illogical. But he says it has to work that it goes to the child. And he brings what seems to be a strong rabbi. There's a mandiyamar shibud alav derais. All over Shas we have Rav and Shmuel hold shibud alav derais. What is shibud alav derais? Shibud alav derais basically means that if somebody lends money to another yid, the borrower has to pay. That's for sure. Piray nachayv is a mitzvah. When a man dies and he owes money, minatayra, the chayv is gone. Nobody is left with an obligation to pay. Shibud alav derais. Minatayra, there's no shibud to pay. A man owes money, as long as he's alive, it's fine. He's got to pay. The moment he dies, shibud alav derais means even if he's a millionaire and he has a lot of karka, and he has a lot of cash, and he has a lot of everything, there's no shibud. His nechasim are not meshubud to his. His chayv, and he doesn't have to pay. That's the natira. Shibud alav derais. It's not only chayv, it's everything. The Gemara says if he's masik, a man digs a bar b'shus a rabin, and a shar falls in and gets killed. So the Gemara says, and he dies. So minatayra, the yashim don't have to pay. Unless it was Omad Bedim. The Din Torah started, there was a Shiva Al-Gedez. But Stamazai, a man owes money because he did a Hezek and he dies, and he leaves piles and piles of money, and Karka, Minat Torah, this is all Minat Torah, Shibud Alav Deres. Zotik Tzais, and this Tzais is brought here in the Stipler. Stipler is Simin Chav Gimel in the new print, Simin Yates in the old print. The Tzais says, if you hold Shibud Alav Deres, how could there ever be a chiyuv mitzvah of hanaka or a chiyuv of hanaka? The father owns an am over. The Gemara says arba manikin. The Gemara wants to say misa sa'adin. It's not. There's no mitzvahs of it. When the father's alive, is there hanaka? There's no hanaka when the father's alive because close man, the father's alive, she didn't go out. The minute he stops being alive, he, who's now dead, has a mitzvah of Hanukkah, but there's no Shibud Nechasim on it. So if the Sam Evriya never was connected to the Yarshim, so then the whole thing, this whole Gemara makes no sense. How are you going to have Hanukkah by Misas Adin? Dead men can't give gifts. Well, once he's dead, he can't give Hanukkah. Well, you hold a Tzchiris, you hold a Matana, you hold a mitzvah, whatever you hold it is. There's no hechetimtz of Hanukkah. The whole Gemara, Misusad and Hanukkah, makes no sense. Zotik says it must be that, because of this kasha, it must be that the Omar goes to the children, to Yarshim, for a second, or half a second, I don't know how many seconds, and then the children free her, and the mitzvah of Hanukkah is a mitzvah on the children. Children have a mitzvah of Hanukkah.
This is going out with Stanford, but
she goes down with society.
As she belongs to the children,
it's very strange. A second after Misa Saadain, she's still an Evet for another second, Rama for another second, then she goes free. It's Misa Saadain.
She belongs to the Yarshim.
She belongs to the Yarshim. How does it work? She only belongs to the Yarshim for that second. Sounds like Misa Saadin takes a second to take effect. That's what it sounds like. She's saying you don't need to get it, that's for sure. Because she's why. The Ketzai says that it's Mukhruch, it must be this way. Ela Shein Hasvara Machara Sachi. Just that it's illogical. That's what it says in Ketzai.
What's the man has vowed?
If the man has. Minatayra. It seems that there would be no chiyuv to pay. She would love their eyes. It's like every chayv. Obviously, if you hold there is a chiyuv, then you learn it's chiyuv, so it into the cash. So I say again, if. So it was understood when it was originally sold. When it was originally sold, it was understood. When I borrow money, it's understood I'm going to pay you back. well, if I borrow money, so I have to pay. If I don't pay, he'll take me to Bezin. Hanukkah is the same thing. Hanukkah, I don't have to go to Bezin. Hanukkah, I have to give Hanukkah. No, Mavriya. Mavriya wasn't through Bezin. Remember, we're talking about Mavriya. The father just decided to sell his daughter. Father decided to sell his daughter, and now he's a chiyuv Hanukkah. So the Ketzais, the Chayyim has a proof. Now, I'll just remind you, Reb Chaim's rule is that a kasha doesn't make a teretz. You should never think, because you have a good kasha, and you think of a teretz, the teretz must be true, because it answers the kasha. Reb Chaim says you can't do things that way, because there might be another teretz to the kasha. The side has to have raiyus by itself. If it doesn't have raiyus by itself, it doesn't. Just because it answers your kasha doesn't prove anything. You know, it's not enough. What? According to Shibud Lav Derash, I'll have to learn this way. Right? Until we have another teretz, we have to learn that way. Basically, that's what we're saying. Unless we think of a different teretz. Because it's like the Mandiyam Shibud Lav Derash. I'll add two more knaches to the Ketzais. First of all, the Stifler himself adds a knach to the Ketzais to prove that the Ketzais' conclusion must be true. He says he doesn't know why the Ketzais say this whole shtickle Torah of Yehold Shibud Olav Dairais. He argues, even if you hold Shibud Dairais, Shibud Dairais only is true for a chiyuv that was chal on the father when the father was alive. If when the father was alive, he borrowed money, he had a chiyuv, so there's nechasim ha-meshubit to it. If the father broke someone's window, so he's meshubit to pay. So if you hold shibud de-raisa, the chiyuv is chal. So it's taka true, like the man yom shibud de-raisa, that children have to pay the father's debt. But that is limited to cases where the father's debt was incurred during the time he was alive. By Hanukkah, did the father's death, did the father's obligation of Hanukkah, and when was it incurred? Only after he died. The whole thing is so strange. After he died, he got his chayvus. Dead people usually don't have a chayvus, but certainly when he was alive, he had no chiyuv. When he was alive, he had no chiyuv. So if when he was alive, he had no chiyuv, so even if Yoshi put the deraisa, the children don't have to pay a bill that comes in Achamisa, I mean, how does that work? Something, a chiyuv that's incurred after a man's dead, the children don't, there's no shibud. Shibud is only on something they had when they were alive. Stipler says, unless you learn that Hanukkah is a chayv which begins from the time you hire him or her. Unless you're going to learn, I think he brings, is it a ritva that seems to be mashma that way? Unless you learn that the chiyuv begins, Hanukkah is a chiyuv that sort of begins when you hire, but you don't have to do it until she goes out. You say such a lumdis. When do you have to tip a waiter? When you finish the meal? Or the chiyuv when you start the meal, just the time of payment is after the meal? Huh? When's the chiyuv? So Stifler's saying, if you're going to learn, the chiyuv to tip an eved is the whole time. Just the zman is later. He says, then he could understand that his kash is not shver, if you'll say such a chiddush. The chiyuv is all the
more or less enough, depending on how long she stays there. Say, if she died, if she doesn't die,
I don't think so. No. So that anyway, the stifler adds a knach to try to force the ketzais that even if Yal Shibud Dereis, if they hold it, there's no chiyuv mechayim. I would add a third knach to force the ketzais' conclusion. The ketzais, again, the ketzais' conclusion is that it's a chiyuv on the child, not on the father. The etzem kler of the Mishnah Lamelech and the Michas Kenuch. What was that kler? What's Hanukkah? Is Hanukkah a financial thing? Spheres? Or is Hanukkah just a mitzvah? Right, that was the clair of the Mishnah Lamelech. Is hanaka a schiras? Something you hire a worker, you have to give him a tip. Or is hanaka a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah to give him atana, like matana klavyainim. And tzedakah, we call it like tzedakah. That it's like just a mitzvah to give tzedakah, there's a mitzvah to give a gift to the departing Eved or Amma. There are two ways to learn. There are nafkaminis, many nafkaminis. I think for a minute. If it's a mitzvah, how is the hanukkah with misas ha'aday? When does he get this mitzvah? Right? Lameisim chashi. Dead people don't have to do mitzvahs. Right? A person's dead, you don't have to do a mitzvah anymore. Right? It says the mesim shehechia Elisha. Elisha was mechayim mesim. You don't have to put on tefillin. No, they're part of a mitzvah. Chiyas ha'mesim. The strangest thing, you know, by Chiyas ha'mesim, Moshe Rabbeinu will get up, and Aaron HaKohen will get up, and David HaMelech will get up, and the Gedolei HaDoros, Rabbi Akiva, and Rav, and Abaye, and the Chafetz Chaim will all get up. And when they need minyan, they're not going to count. You're going to have to come to we who are alive during Yemais HaMashiach. So Chafetz Chaim's going to have to call us for minyan, because mason don't count for minyan. You can't count a mace for a minyan. The undead person for a minyan. A mason chafshi. What? Once they died, Rabbi Chanan has a piece in Chelek Beis, one of his simanim. He clears the shadow. But Chiyas HaMesim, if all the people who get up are going to count for minyan. So he makes a lamda shechakira. How would you phrase it? The person who gets up and dead, is he a chefter or a gavra? Is that declared? He declares, is dying the p'tor, or is being dead the p'tor? La meisim chafshi, meisim chafshi b'mitzvus. Right? Gemara says you're allowed to bury a mace dressed in shatnez, because dead people are allowed to wear shatnez. So Rabbi Chanan declares, is the act of misa that paters, so even if afterwards they come alive, they're pater, they already died. Or is being dead the p'tor? If being dead is the p'tor, so then when they get up, then they're not dead anymore, they'll be chayiv. So Rabbi Chanan has a chutzad that when Mashiach comes, all the dead people, if they do mitzvahs, they ain't a mitzvah of Aisa. And there'll be a difference between the dead, the people that died and the people that didn't die. The dor of Yemais Mashiach will have a special schus. They're the only ones that are going to be able to, they'll need a bakai, right? It'll only be the... You know, it's going to be very hard. There'll be very few of us compared to all of them. We're all going to have to learn to be Bali Kriya and Bali Tfila because... Huh? The fourth of the field. It's... The Lamaisa, if it is, I'm getting sidetracked from the Gemara. The Gemara, why are we talking? Misa Sa'adin. Da'adin is dead. There's no Tchir Samesim right now. It's a dead order. How could you learn this? A mitzvah of Hanukkah. What? The Mafreya at what moment? While he's dying. There's no while a person's dying. A person does not. But at which second? When does he have a mitzvah of Hanukkah? When does he have a mitzvah to do it? He knows it's coming. When you buy an om every year, you know there's a mitzvah of Hanukkah coming. And the person's dying, he's still breathing his last. He knows there's a mitzvah of Hanukkah any second. He can't wait to do his mitzvah. He's waiting all his life to do the mitzvah. Then he dies, bang, he gets the mitzvah. But he's dead.
When he acquired the om every year in the beginning, he knew that it was going to come. The mitzvah was going
to
come.
I understand, but when did it come? If Sheish would have come, he would have been good. If Yaiva would have come, he would have been good. But he died. Where is the mitzvah? How is there a mitzvah? But there's no mitzvah right away. If he pays in the beginning, you think he should go free. The mitzvah starts after death. There's no mitzvah mechayim.
No, he gets the mitzvah. He pays
his chos for the neshama.
Because he already owes it before, and he paid also for the neshama.
That makes sense to you?
As much as the other way.
What would be the din? Let's say someone pledges tzedakah. He's going to give tzedakah after he dies. At the time he dies, he wants to give. I mean, I don't know how you can pledge such a thing, but he pledges tzedakah. You give it after he dies. He doesn't. He's not
giving
it.
Right,
losing his will. If a man writes in his will that my money should go to tzedakah, so he gets schar for leaving a will that money should go to tzedakah. He doesn't get schar for giving tzedakah. He didn't give tzedakah. No, he didn't give. He promised tzedakah, which is a nice thing to get schar. He doesn't get schar for giving. He didn't give it. Dead people can't do mitzvahs.
So what is money considered? No.
Well, if he... the truth is, if someone writes in a will for tzedakah, it depends how he did it. He may not be binding on the children. He had to be mashlish. What?
Maybe
it's a tzedakah. All right, so it's a sugi in Yeshneichlin. But we pass in like Tysus that if a person leaves a will, it's a mitzvah for the children to listen. But if they don't listen, we can't force them. Just because a person writes a will that the plenty should get money, it doesn't mean the plenty gets the money. But it's certainly a schus. But was he mekayim mitzvah tzedakah? I don't think so. Made a shliach. There's no shlichus lachamisa. A person can't make a shliach. Yeah. So if I make a shliach before I die, I can't do that. A person's dying, so he's make a shliach to be mekayim for him the next 20 years. Right. So he's gonna get to keep on getting the schar. He can't get schar. He has no mitzvah. People do it, but they don't have a mitzvah of tzedakah. If a person leaves in his will $1 million to a tzedakah, so he gets schar for leaving in a will $1 million to tzedakah, which is a nice thing to do. But he doesn't get a mitzvah of tzedakah, he didn't give it to tzedakah. If he opens up a bank account for the tzedakah and he puts the money in the account, then he gets schar for giving it to tzedakah. But if he just says to give it to tzedakah, he doesn't get schar, he didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is mechayim. If he's machne, then 100%. If he's machne, what? But if you're machne, then tzedakah technically owns it. And once they own it, that's a mitzvah tzedakah. So we declare what a check is. If a check is enough to make a schaivus, so we declare it already once. If there's such a thing. It could be it is. But hanukkah is not shayach. Let's say he writes out a check to this Alma of Riyah for hanukkah, and then he dies. He doesn't have a mitzvah of hanukkah. Isn't it clear that the Mishnah Melech and the Michas Chinuch learned, like the Ktzais, that the children are the ones who have a mitzvah of Hanukkah? There can be no tzad that it's a mitzvah on the person who dies. The way I see it, I don't see it.
Right.
So it must be that, like the Ktzais says, it falls for a minute to the Yarshim, or a half a minute, or 10 seconds to the Yarshim, and then the Yarshim have a mitzvah of Hanukkah. It's the Yarshim's mitzvah. That's what it sounds like. Where does it come? In the Torah. Torah says, Misa Sa'adin, she goes free. And the mitzvah of Hanukkah. No, you're timing really again, that it's illogical, unless I say Xeris HaKasim. Okay. What we've done so far is pretty much you have three rayas that it goes to the Yarshim, the mitzvah of Hanukkah. The raya from Shibud Alavdai Raisa, the Ktsaisa's raya. The Stifler's raya from Shibud Alavdai Raisa, which maybe we could answer. And l'chay, what I'm saying, if you hold that the Mishnah Melech and Mishnah Melech held is a tzad, that it's a mitzvah, they have to hold that it's a child. The problem we have is in Asfara Machras Hachi, that's illogical. So the Stifler comes with a beautiful hesber, a piece of logic, why it is logical that it goes to the child. The Stifler makes the following chiddush. It's a Rambam's chiddush. The Rambam says, if you have an Evet, and the Eved goes free with any Yitziyah, with Sheish, let's say. There's a mitzvah, asay, dairaisa, to go to the Eved and to tell him, say, go free. Now, if you don't say it, he goes free anyway. But kisa shalchenu chavshi meimach. There's a mitzvah to send him free. You know what it's similar? It's similar to Shemitah. Someone comes to pay you a chayv after Shemitah, there's a mitzvah to say, mishamet ani, a mishamet achayv. It's a mitzvah. Let's say a person says, "Afal pikein, I want to pay you." You're allowed to take the money, but there's a mitzvah to say mishametani. Same thing. Zok the Rambam. There's a mitzvah kisa shalchenu chavshi meimach. There's a mitzvah to send him. Say go. It's such a mitzvah. When is this mitzvah? Let's say sheish. The 6 years ends. Before the 6 years ends, there's no mitzvah to say tzeh. Immediately after the 6 years have come to the conclusion, it's a mitzvah to tell him tzeh, go free. That's the kisa shalchenu. The Torah gave us a mitzvah to send him free. Now, by misas ha'odai, who says tzeh? L'maisa, the Torah set up yitziyais kisa shalchenu chavshi meimach, that someone sends him free. So who sends him free? Obviously the one who I would have had a havamina he works for. So by misas ha'odin, who would send him free? Must be the Yarshim. So it means that if you learn kisa shalchenu goes in every yitziyah, which is the stimus around that. If you learn that way, you could argue maybe not, maybe something different. But if you learn that the mitzvah kisa shalchenu applies to everything, then by misas ha'odin, al korchach we're including the children. Because since the Torah shtel davek, a mitzvah to send him free, and once he's dead, everyone agrees you can't send him free. The last breath, if he says go free, that's nothing, because the last breath, the Eved's still an Eved. Zok the Stipler, this is the Makar. For this, Rosh Hashanah says, Ein Loi Hechra, why should it be this way? I'll tell you why it's this way. Because the Torah shtel davek, a mitzvah to send an Eved free. Since the Torah shtel davek, a mitzvah to send an Eved free. Who sends him free? Must be the person who might have worked with him. Who's that? The Yarshim. So the Yarshim now have a mitzvah to say tzei, to say go free. So someone who could argue, you could say the Rambam doesn't mean all of them, he means where it's possible. One could argue that way. The Stipler apparently understands Stimus of Rambam, so that's going all Yetzias. I don't think he had a raya to it, but at least if there's some hechrach to say that it goes to the child, the child frees, at least it gives some verta to it. Why should it be that way? It gives verta to it. There's a mitzvah to send him free. And Zok the Stipler, you know where it says Kisa Shalchenu? In which parasha? In the parasha of Hanukkah. Kisa Shalchenu Reka Meimach, Laisa Shalchenu Reka. The same parasha that says there's a mitzvah to say tzei, says when you say tzei, give him Hanukkah. So if you agree with the Stipler's Hanukkah, that there's a mitzvah for the children to say tzei, so then it follows, like the Stipler says, that the mitzvah is on the children to do the mitzvah of Hanukkah, to give him the Hanukkah, to give him the Hanukkah to go free. So the Stipler makes that this, which Tzai says, is mukrach, but he has no logic to it. At least he gives a little bit of logic to it, that the Torah shtel davek avdus in a way that there's a mitzvah of sending of tzei, and the meila that's on those who you would have worked for, and the person you would have worked for is the child. So this way, the Stipler adds some svara to the ktais. So again, Misa Sa'adayin, we're going to be finished with Misa Sa'adayin after today. So we have the basic clair of Misa Sa'adayin is, how does it work? Does Misa Sa'adayin work with the Adayin sending free or with the Yarshim sending free? Now let's do the last piece of Gemara. The Gemara brings one more kash, I believe. Masav Rav Amram. The Elu Manikin Lam, I Yetzu Bishanim, the Yevel Misa Sa'adim. Here says the Ferish Misa Sa'adim. Vam Evriya Besimanim. The Misa Nainis Dinami Misa Sa'ab. So here already, it says Misa Sa'adim, it doesn't say Misa Sa'ab. Echitem Atana Vishayer. Va Elu Ketani. Chitem Adam Shesh Likitz Vakitani, Adam Shesh Likitz Alay Ketani. Samanu Dein Likitz Vakitani. Chitem Achinam Kedrav Safra. Vayika Misa Sa'adim. All the same Shakla Vatari as before. You have to do Resh Lakish to Yufta. So we end up, there is no Yitziyah of Misa Sa'adim. That's the Maskana. So we're going to remember, a month from now, we talked about Yitziyah of Misa Sa'adim. We have to remember that's a Tiyufta. It's not a Maskana. Misa Sa'adim is only a Havamina. Var Resh Lakish Kavachayma Omer. I Resh Lakish had a beautiful Kavachayma. So where was the Kavachayma from Simanim? So the Yomara, no, Kavachayma Prichu, Dikalam Efrach, Masamanim, Shenishtana Hagov. So what's the svara? Very tough, this pircha. Mala simanim, you know why she goes out with simanim? Because there's a shine aguf. Misa Sa'av, haguf didn't change. I should include all that in the Kal V'chaimer. That Tosis is. Should include that. Malas Simanim, which her guf changed. And she still doesn't go out from the Ov. And she does go out from the Adam. This is a problem which Tosis deals with. But alright, Akoponim, so what do we end? Mitzasad is not a Yitzhiya. Mitzasadim is a Yitzhiya. And there's a Chiyav Hanukkah by Mitzasad. This is the Maskan. Now, the Gemara will sidetrack. We're going to start the Sugya of Hanukkah. And it's a shame, so we'll get to that tomorrow.